Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio or Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, TuneIn.
Deezer.
Radio Public. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what Deezer is. Google Play, Google Podcasts. It's the Dark Mark Show. And today is a special birthday show.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Yes. And it, as I expected, it didn't quite go as planned, but it's going to be great.
Yeah.
If you were expecting Amazon Eve, unfortunately, she's got an audition tonight, she says, and I hope she gets the part.
I hope so,
Me too.
Because we want to see Amazon Eve in more movies and more TV shows, and she will be on the show.
Yes.
On this show again. She loves coming on.
She's great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's the best. And that's how I roped in our guest tonight.
That's me.
Dakota, the bearded lady.
I'm back.
Yay.
And we love it. And I didn't introduce my co-host, everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
Hi. Goes without saying, right? Hey, I'm here.
You're here. Well, we're going to get into that because it's been a rough week. And I was going to pick up some Doomies, but I didn't really have time. So I got some birthday cake flavored vegan cookies.
Yay.
So we'll be eating that.
Yeah, I try to pick up some balloons, and everybody wants to be at the store at the same time.
Oh, is that what you were doing at Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't quite make it because I wasn't going to make the show.
No, I've got balloons right here.
That's
courtesy of my friends. Before we get started, we've got some sponsors. You were talking to one of our sponsors today.
I was, Phil Doomy, and he wished you a very happy birthday and big hug.
Thank you, Phil. Mm-hmm. Big hug back. Because Phil Doomy, who's been a guest on our show, is the owner, proprietor, cook, magician behind Doomy's Home Cooking.
Mm-hmm.
You know Phil, right?
I don't know if I've met, no.
Have you ever been to Doomy's Home Cooking?
Not yet,
or
but now
hashtag Doomy's Next Mex.
Yeah.
Aristotle, our producer, has been there, and he was very impressed that they are sponsoring us. We went there a couple weeks ago with Amazon Eve and our other guest, Joy Villa.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we brought a whole bunch of people. And we went to it's the best vegan food you ever had.
Yum.
You don't even have to be vegan.
I mean, I'll just like eat anything, honestly.
Really? How about a Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah, I'll try it. Yeah.
How about pulled pork?
Oh, definitely.
How about a shrimp po' boy? You're from Louisiana.
Yes, I am.
Vegan Big Mac.
Yum.
Mm-hmm.
I went to, I took my parents there. I had the shrimp po' boy.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan shrimp po' boy.
Mm-hmm.
Tasted great.
That's awesome.
We went to the next Max. I had chicken flautas.
Yum.
Biggest flautas ever had.
Yum.
How was the chili relleno?
Brilliant.
The nachos.
Addicting.
The nachos were voted one of the 10 best nachos in LA mm-hmm. by LA Weekly.
That's awesome.
No meat, no dairy, no nothing.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah, and they have good little tacos. I got like a little carne asada vegan taco with my chili relleno. Ooh, so good.
What do they do? Because the nachos have cheese.
And make it. You can make cheese like with cashews if you want.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. He won't tell us his secret, though.
But it's good cheese.
It is.
Yeah. Good. That sounds awesome.
And if you go to 1253 Vine Street, you have your choice.
Ooh.
You have the regular Doomies.
Mm-hmm.
You have Doomies Next Mex. Mm-hmm. If you have people that some people want Mexican, some people want regular, you can take it back and forth.
Yum.
You can eat wherever you
That's
want.
That's awesome.
That's the best.
Cool. Stoner's Paradise.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
1253 Vine Street if you're in
well,
Hollywood.
Now I know what I'm doing.
soon to be in Culver City and already in Toronto, Canada for our Canadian listeners and viewers.
Wow, I'm going to Toronto.
Ooh.
Go to Doomy's Home Cooking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I will ask you about that in a second. And we're also sponsored by Audible.
We are.
Audibletrial.com/DMS. Used to be that they just gave you a free book.
Yeah.
Free 30-day trial. Now they give you a free book and two Audible originals, and they changed the Audible originals.
Oh. Because
it was different last month. It was Bob Newhart and other things. Now, you can get whatever book you want. What I was recommending is the guy who played Pinhead. What's his name? Doug Bradley.
Oh, him, yeah.
Doug Bradley, because you were Doug Bradley has a series of books narrated by him.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Englund, Jeffrey Combs from Reanimator.
Wow.
And all the horror all-stars.
That's awesome.
Halloween Never Ends. Go to Audible. You can get a free book, whatever you want. They've got one of Stephen King's newer books narrated by Will Patton, Tiffany Haddish's autobiography, whatever you want. But you also get, as a bonus, one of six Audible originals. One of them is Stephen Fry, the English comic.
Love him.
Oh, he does a whole thing.
Love Stephen Fry.
It's called The Victorian Tours, where he talks about all sorts of hijinks in the Victorian area.
Wow.
Billy Crystal has a play where Kevin Kline and Annette Bening play the president and the first lady. They have an Audible original where it's stories of soldiers that became stand-up comics, narrated by Mary Louise Parker from Weeds. There's 6 Audible originals you can choose from. You get 2. And a book. And a 30-day free trial.
That's a deal.
That's amazing.
Go to audibletrial.com/DMS and listen to some books.
If I didn't already have Audible, I'd be doing that right now.
Yes. Well, there's got to be some way you can get one or two of the Audible originals. Okay. At least that Stephen Fry one. That one, I want to check that out myself.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Because I got last month's Hi, Bob, which was great. Where Bob Newhart interviewed newer comics like Will Ferrell and Sarah Silverman.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, comics in the 40s and 50s. But yeah. Anyway, before we get started and before we get into talking about Dakota and what's been happening with you in the last 3 weeks, because you were just here.
I was just here.
But we could talk to you all day. I got to tell you.
I could just keep talking forever. I mean, honestly.
I got to tell you, and I shouldn't talk out of school. I know Hannah hates when I do. But after the show, mm-hmm. Hannah in private told me how impressed she was meeting you and how charmed
you're
she
so
was
sweet.
By you.
Very much so.
And I loved getting your message the next day telling me that your grandfather really liked the video.
He did,
that was
yeah.
so awesome.
Yes.
Because Hannah's had a rough week.
Yeah.
It's been rough. Heard. Well, first off, let me just put – I have to start with this. I'm an asshole. it's my birthday, but I'm an asshole. Last week
– You're allowed to be on your birthday.
Well, I don't know. Last week, I brought absinthe into the studio. Aristotle remembers.
Yeah.
I brought absinthe into the studio, and Hannah seemed excited. So I assumed that Hannah had absinthe before.
Nope.
That you had drank absinthe before.
Nope.
I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
I've done a bunch of other recreational stuff, but not that.
And what happened?
It just, like, I had the worst panic anxiety attack. I remember I was sitting here. I just had 3 little sips, and then whoo. And I kind of, you can see from last week's episode.
You got a little pissy towards the end.
Mm-hmm. I did get pissy because of a comment.
Yes.
But, yeah, and then it took me until probably like 2:00 in the morning to calm down.
Oof.
So I just didn't work with my chemistry.
That's rough.
Yeah.
So I've never had a panic attack. I don't even know what it's like.
Oh, they are rough. They're rough. I have PTSD, so I haven't gotten too many lately. But like over the past few years, I used to get panic attacks all the time. And like, I mean... Like, just from personal things that have happened,
you can do whatever you want with the balloons. You can pop them, whatever you want to do.
I don't want to pop them right now. Maybe I'll pop them later.
Yeah, go ahead, pop them.
Woo.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay.
There's one. All right, that's done.
You got some nice nails.
Thank you. I got these done last week.
Very nice.
I was doing some self-care, and I was like, I'm going to get pointy nails, because I've never had pointy nails before, and I love them.
Yeah. They are. They're very pretty.
They feel really good when you,
How
like,
pointy are your nails,
your
man? I know yours are usually pointy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty pointy.
Yeah.
So that would be – so I apologize for – first off, I didn't know this happened. You didn't tell me this happened.
I didn't know.
So the next day, I was like – I was posting, Hannah had absinthe and she loved it.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah. So and then I just saw – our friend Jamie Gendron said something and I was like, oh, wait a second. So I looked back into your post and you're like, oh, God, I had this all.
Oh, yeah. That was embarrassing, but I did it to just warn other people that may have kind of screwy chemistry like I do.
Right.
Yeah.
So that would be bad enough. But then you went to the Venom show.
It was a dancing show.
How was the in-between song banter? That's what I love Venom for.
You know, what happened was when Venom came on, my girlfriend and I, we were up front, we got really good seats, and we decided to jump into the pit. We climbed over the gate, jumped into the pit, and some guy had grabbed my hair, pulled me back, and I tried to free myself because I wanted to get up stage, and I went flying down, busted open my knee. I had like a 4x4 gash.
Ooh.
And then I got kicked in the face. Ooh. And I still kept going, though, because I was drunk.
I mean, that's metal. That's what you did.
It was fun, yeah.
Metal.
Yeah, definitely metal.
Yeah, we're fucking Venom. Yeah.
Pretty much, that's how I was.
No, I was talking about them. That's it. Yeah, that's fucking. There's like a whole tape of they just took the in-between banter, and it's like, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Are you ready? You're fucking metal. You guys aren't metal. Yeah, we're fucking metal. And then if that wasn't bad enough, it's been a rough week.
Yeah, it's been a rough week.
Yeah, so I'm glad you made it. I was worried about you.
Me too. I was like, traffic.
Yes.
Yeah, love to work early.
and this show's been just, I've got the whole rest of the month booked, and this for some reason the last couple of weeks have been weird, but I'm glad that Dakota's here. Now, what did you do for Halloween?
So surprisingly, I didn't get booked for Halloween, which was crazy.
Yeah.
So I sat at home with a witch's hat on and watched Halloween.
The original?
Yeah, the original.
That's
awesome.
Oh, that's right. Hannah saw the new one.
I did see the new one.
Oh, my God. I loved the new one. Me too. It was like a love letter to the original. It was so great.
And the killings were just like the originals were.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. And the cast.
And I mean, I love that they had that line where the granddaughter, like, and her friends are walking, mm-hmm. and one of her friends is like, oh, wasn't it her brother that tried to kill her? And she's like, no, that's just some crap that, like, people made up to try and make themselves feel better. Like, just totally erasing the awfulness of those terrible sequels.
Exactly.
But most people like Halloween 2, though. I guess you don't, but the Halloween 2 people still like.
They're allowed to like it. Sharknado.
I like 3.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
All right.
The one that has no Michael Myers in it. It's got the weird.
The
toy maker, the Irish toy maker.
Mm.
But with the only thing that bothered me, though, is that guy was trying to be too much like the original doctor with the way he talked.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, everybody says
like a wannabe.
Yeah,
everybody says the doctor sucks, and
he wasn't great.
Because this one looked like here's where I'm. Because you were enthusiastic and you liked it, so mm-hmm. I probably should go see it.
Yeah, totally.
And I do have a Fandango card, so I have no excuse. It's free.
Right.
But. It just looks like Halloween 2 meets Halloween H2O. I don't see what the difference
is. It's not. The killings were fantastic. Even the jack-o'-lanterns were amazing. And the cast was brilliant. Because in the past 2 decades, I personally feel like actors, they just fucking suck in horror films.
Yeah.
They're terrible. I want them all to die. I didn't want anybody to die.
No.
Yeah.
I thought that Judy Greer was amazing. Yeah. Yes. She was so good. And she actually is, like, super sweet. She shops at my dad's record store sometimes. Aww. So, like... she's super awesome, and so I was just, like, really happy to see her do that movie. Mm-hmm. And, like, I told my dad, I'm like, next time she comes into the store, like, you tell her that I thought that that was an amazing film.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Now, hold that thought. You know how you were saying how you love Rob Zombie and how he does his horror movies?
Yes.
I saw 31. It stunk.
It did.
It sucked.
It really did.
I like Lords of Salem.
That was awful.
No, Lords of Salem was creepy.
I couldn't even get
31 that. Stinks.
It did. I was disappointed, and I was
like there's no plot. It's stupid. Lords of Salem had a plot, and it had some pretty creepy imagery. 31 sucks.
I'm hoping From Hell is good.
Okay.
That comes out next year.
From Hell?
From Hell, yeah. It's like a prequel to
the Devil's Rejects thing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I was thinking the Johnny Depp.
They just finished wrapping.
Oh, the Johnny Depp,
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
I like that one. Anyway, we don't want to have to talk about horror movies all day.
I can't even with Johnny Depp anymore. I just can't.
Take him anymore.
Nope.
He's just not cute. He's just like creepy uncle.
I stopped liking him after he started beating his wife.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is before he beat his wife.
Yeah. No,
before he met his wife.
Yeah.
Anyway. Your father owned a record store. I didn't know that.
Yeah. My dad owns a record store.
No wonder you're so cool.
Yeah.
Is that where you grew up in music?
I started working there when I was 14. I was homeschooled for high school, so I got a job at the record store and,
it's the best job. I used to work at a record store.
It was fun. Ugh, the audio files,
I wish they still had a record stores.
Was it very, like, Empire Records-ish?
I love that you say Empire Records and not High Fidelity, because every single time someone would come in and be like, oh, this is just like High Fidelity. I'm like, oh, you want the High Fidelity experience? All right, I'm going to go Jack Black on you right now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be that asshole now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what were you saying? I'm sorry. What sucked about it?
About what?
The record store.
Oh, it's just the audiophiles. I mean, people can be crazy when it comes to vinyl.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. But, it was fine. I mean, we'd get a lot of, like, just weird people in and stuff. And, I mean, it was good for a first job. I mean, I was able to pay my way to England and to Italy.
Wow.
Just from working there.
And where was this again?
It's from? In Thousand Oaks.
Thousand Oaks, okay.
Yeah. It's still there. Yeah, it's still there. Oh, wow. Yeah, still running
one
strong.
One of the few going.
Yeah, yeah. It's Record Outlet in Thousand Oaks.
Record Outlet, great.
Yeah, it's right on Thousand Oaks Boulevard. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, you definitely got to check it out.
Because I think there's so few record stores anywhere.
I know, right? I mean, you know, I grew up just knowing that place. And then, you know, got older, started coming to L.A., found Amoeba. And I was just like, oh, this is cool, but, like, super impersonal. The thing about Record Outlet that I always try to make it was, like, you know, like, super personal and, like, we want people to find what they're looking for. We want people to have a good time. But, like, you know, there's a lot of, like, just boxes of, like, 45s that people haven't looked through in, like, 20 years, you know? So, like, you never know. You're going to find something awesome every time you go in there. That's
cool. Yeah, when I worked at record stores, it was all musicians.
Yeah.
I'm still with friends with today to this day. But they were a little snobbish, and I wasn't a musician. So I was the one, if somebody was looking for some, like, old 80s pop song that no one knew. What's the one that goes da 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 da? Iran from Los Angeles is over here, and then like somebody would come in. I remember one day somebody came in, and they were looking for CDs for their daughter, and this is like late 90s, and all the CDs were just crap top 40.
Yeah,
but she was so excited that we had them all, and it was such a great personal experience. But I mean, it was you know, like Matchbox 20 and shit like that. But whatever. That's what you like.
You know, I don't understand people that act super snobby about music. It's just like it's such a personal thing. I mean, the way that, like, you know, like religion and, like, you know, relationships are super personal. I mean, music is super personal to everyone. And for someone else to, like, just say, oh, your taste in music sucks, it's like, well, you know, that's just like, to quote the dude, that's just like your opinion, man.
Yeah. No, it's funny to say that because I have a friend who really likes Nickelback.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe in my college years, if he told me that, I would be like, eh, fucking Nickelback sucks. But he's like, I went to Nickelback concert. It was fucking rad.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd just tell me about the concert. And I was like, you know, I could shit on it, but what's that going to do? He had a good time.
Exactly. It's just going to make your friend feel bad. I mean, why do you have to, like, make people feel bad just because they like a band that you don't like?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but the best record store story for me, I still tell this, is Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
Had a second album.
Yeah.
And it came in used.
Okay.
So they had little UCDs.
Yeah.
And I put it on.
Uh-huh.
And everybody, like, I swear, 10 people come up and say, that's dope. What is that?
Oh, my God.
That's Vanilla Ice. It's right there. They're like, oh, shit. That sucks. Like, you just said it was good.
Yeah.
And Vanilla Ice's second album, I swear, to this day, is good.
Wasn't it rap, like, super, super hard rap? Or
it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't that hard, but it was. That's why it was crew dreadlocks.
Yeah,
and
maybe. Yeah.
He looked like an asshole, but
I mean,
the beats were good. The beats were good, and he could rap.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't bad. And then we had another guy. We had a guy who was, he's a fireman now, but he was like a total punk rocker. And just like totally like, you know, just a big fuck the Nazis punk rocker.
Yeah.
Which I think I asked him once if he ever met a Nazi. He's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, all right. I don't know if they're a threat to your life, but okay. Yeah. So I would play like all this German industrial and just like Rammstein and Came at the M and just pissed the shit out of him.
That's funny.
And then we would always like, because he would work and he was like 15 at the time, and we were like, he was supposed to get a turn, but we would always be like, no, you had your turn. It's hard. And so we would like do the whole shift where he wouldn't get a turn. But I know, that was a little cruel.
You guys are lucky. I got stuck working at a video store.
Oh, we had a video store, too.
I would have loved to have worked at a video store.
Not a Blockbuster.
We'd be driven
so insane by having to watch the trailers over and over again. We would destroy them on accident. We don't know what happened to them, just so we can pop movies in.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to work on Christmas, and you have these. I worked in Hermosa Beach. These little snot bag kids would come in and throw their toys around on Christmas, and we don't want to be there knocking down videos and their parents not paying attention.
Oh, stealing the candy. And
awful. Ugh. Oh, yeah, going into the ice cream bin and playing around.
No.
That reminds me of.
Yeah, we had videos too. It was great. It was great, except they had me. You know, because when I first started working there, they're like, you got to go organize the pornos. And they had gay pornos. They had, like, weird pornos. They had, like, all sorts of shit.
Mm-hmm.
After organizing all the pornos, which took, like, 3 days,
mm-hmm.
I never want to watch a porno again.
You want to use hand sanitizer as well?
It was gross. Yeah, it was gross. But just, I mean, you know, the dirty debutantes had to be together. It was awful.
We didn't have porn at Blockbuster. So.
Exactly.
No. Sliver was like the closest thing to porn we got.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, they censored the R-rated movies. And yeah, Blockbuster sucked.
Yeah, it did. It was a Christian organization.
I heard that the last one finally shut down.
It did. I think it was in Alaska.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Sucks.
That's another thing. I saw something on Facebook about it.
I miss going to a bookstore, or record store, or video store and just fucking around for a day.
I do miss going to video stores because, like, looking at the VHS, though, I'm like, I remember when we were able to rent, my mom and I were so poor, we could rent VCR players to get home with us and then return it.
Okay.
I guess. And by the way, Michael Vile, the magician, is going to be joining us, but looks like that's not going to be for another 10 minutes. Anyway, so you weren't booked on Halloween.
No, I wasn't booked on Halloween. No.
And you were working at the Beetle House, right?
Yeah, I work there.
And tell us more about that because we didn't really get into that last.
So Beetle House is really cool. It's like this Tim Burton themed bar and restaurant, and it's like right on Hollywood and Vine, Hollywood and Ivar. But it's super awesome. Like, you go in, you can just go and have drinks, you can make a reservation and have dinner. And if you have dinner on a weekend, you get to see the freak show. So there's usually like one performer and then a fire performer as well. So like, you get to see a full show. It's like a 10-minute show, and you do several times a night. I work there, and then, you know, a bunch of my really good sideshow friends all work there because I've been working with Freak Show Deluxe. And so just basically anyone who like has been working with Freak Show Deluxe in LA can get booked there. And, you know, sometimes people will come through, like the Sentimentalists from Canada will come in and they'll come and perform for a night there, you know, just stuff like that. And it's really awesome. We've got characters that wander around. We've got Edward Scissorhands, Jack Skellington, Beetlejuice, Catwoman, Willy Wonka. It's just a really good time.
Right.
Yeah.
And they've got Ned Wood that walks around. He's in black and white.
No. But our guy that does Edward Scissorhands and Jack Skellington, he actually did a really good Ed Wood cosplay, and he actually painted himself black and white.
Right.
And, yeah, it's amazing. I'll show you a picture of that. He's incredible. He's, like, one of my favorite people that I work with. And
But you just go as yourself?
Yeah, I just go as Dakota the Bearded Lady.
Okay.
Yeah. I go, I have a good time. I go up to people's tables and do, you know, sidetracks for them. Usually I do Blockhead when I'm walking around to tables. And then on stage I'll do, like, Mousetrap and what's called the Human Cutting Board. And that's where I hold a cucumber against my arm and I slice it up with a machete without cutting myself.
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
That's really fun, yeah.
I don't have
it with me. It's at Beetle House.
Now, we were talking outside. You know the tricks. You know how to do these things.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
What's the trick to that? Like, you can't say.
You whack yourself with a machete and pray that you don't do it wrong.
Really?
Yeah. That's literally what
happens.
Have you
done it wrong?
Yes.
Ooh.
Twice. I got a cut right here on my wrist a couple weeks ago, and, you know, my whole shtick on stage is that I don't feel pain. I have a very highly elevated pain tolerance because of my condition. So it just sounds better on stage to say, I don't feel pain, and then show them that I don't feel pain. So I whack myself with a machete. I hit too high, and I throw my arm out, and I'm like, do you see any cuts? Do you see any blood? And the girl goes, yeah. And I was just like, oh. Well, that's how you know that it's real, ladies and gentlemen. And then the other
time, on the inside where you're like, ooh.
I was just sort of like, well, that happened already then.
Yeah.
Then the other time I cut open my fingernail.
Ooh.
Oh, that's so.
And that was like during my first like week of knowing that act. And like, I learned that act in the stupidest way possible. I texted someone and was just like, hey, how do I do this? I want to do it. And they were just like, here's how you do it. Let me know how it goes. I'm like, cool, thanks. Yeah. Buy a couple of cucumbers. I buy a machete. I go backstage at work, like the night that I'm going to be doing it for the first time. And I'm like, let's give this a shot.
Right.
So I try it backstage and it works. And I'm like, well, that's cool. Alrighty then. I guess I'll do this on stage. So in that first week of doing that, I hit too low. I hit the same spot twice, so I overcorrected. I hit too high, and I ended up hitting my hand, and then I just kept going. And I didn't realize until later, after my volunteer walked off stage, I looked down at my hand and I could see blood coming out from my fingernail. And I was just like, okay, that happened. So while our next performer was going on stage, I grabbed him by the arm and I go, I'm leaving the stage. I never leave a stage when I'm performing.
Right.
I never leave the stage. I will step to the side of the stage to do fire safety, but I will never get off of the stage. And then I have to go up afterwards to, like, you know, say the, like, goodbyes and, like, take a bow and everything. And so I grab him by the arm as he's stepping on stage, and I go, I'm leaving the stage. And he goes, okay. And I go, I will be back in time to do the closing part, but I need to leave right now. And he's just like, all right, got it, understood. So I let him go and do his thing. I run to the back, to the kitchen, where they have the first aid kit, and the chef yells at me, and he goes, Dakota, get out of here. And I turn around, and I'm just like, no. And he just, like, took a step back, because, like, this guy, he used to yell at people a lot. He's gotten a lot better, but he used to yell a lot. And, like, you know, we'd get overwhelmed and, like, things would be really crazy and stuff. I knew that there was a first aid kit back there. I needed, like, a wet wipe or something to just, like, wrap my finger up until I could get backstage and deal with it. So I just, like, grab a wet wipe and, like, a Band-Aid and, like, run back out and stand on the side of the stage. And I grabbed a paper towel from the ladies' room and just, like, wrapped it around my finger. And I had my hand behind my back and was just pressing it against a wall and was, like, leaning against the wall just to put pressure on it to make it stop bleeding when my other person got off stage. I, you know, had the paper towel, like, balled up in my hand, had my hand just like this, didn't let anyone on stage, didn't let the audience see what was going on. When I managed to get backstage, I found out that I had actually cut my fingernail from about here to, like, here.
Wow.
So I just put a Band-Aid on it.
Still doesn't sound as dangerous as the pit and venom, but...
no, not quite. No, but my number one thing was just making sure that the audience didn't see that it had happened.
Right.
And that's always my number one thing, is, like, make sure that the audience doesn't see you bleed. And if they do see you bleed, that's the point where you just say, well, that's how you know that it's real.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen a few performers say that. To say that.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
It's never a fun time to have to say that.
Yeah.
Because that's when you know that you are going to be injured. So, like, a day later, I took the Band-Aid off and just put some super glue on it and just waited until, you know, the nail grew out a little bit more. Underneath my fingernail was, like, super sensitive for a good 6 months, 8 months.
It would have to be, yeah.
Yeah, it was because it cut all the way down into the skin.
Oh.
Yeah, it was rough. And, you know, part of my skin, like, died underneath my finger.
Ooh.
It was just, it was gross. It was really gross.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, you were Dakota with the fucked up fingernail lady.
Yeah, well, you know, no one could see it because I painted it.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to show anyone that I hurt myself.
Right.
I just put some super glue on it, sand it down with, like, a nail file, and then paint over it.
Wow.
No one can tell that it's hurt.
So how did you properly learn the cucumber trick?
I just kept doing it. I basically just trial and error at that point, man.
Yeah.
Like, I was already doing it for about a month when I hurt myself, and I was just like,
the size of the cucumber, does that have to do with it?
So when I first started, I was using regular cucumbers, and those are really thick. So what I started doing was I started using English tea cucumbers.
Ah.
They're longer and thinner. Longer gives me more of a chance to, like, keep going, and it gives it a chance so that I can stop when I get to about here.
Right.
So, like, once I get to here, I don't like to cut any higher because that's how I end up cutting myself. But you should have seen when I was first learning it, my whole arm was just black and blue. It was disgusting. Mm. It was just like a perpetual bruise. It was rough.
So what was the first trick you learned?
Blockhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is taking the nail and...
Yep, yep.
Which is your favorite? Nose.
Blockhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the seeing the looks on people's faces when I do that is just like so much fun to me.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, speaking of that, you almost got a piercing tonight because you're waiting for us to come.
Yeah.
And there's a tattoo parlor next door.
Uh-huh.
And you asked if they had a piercer and you were going to get one of those, what I call the booger ring. It looks like a booger with the
I mean, any nose ring is going to be a booger ring. Let's be honest.
The ones on the side of the nose don't look like a booger ring, but The septum ring.
Yeah, I was going to get a septum piercing because I got here like 15 minutes early and I was just sort of like, well, there's a tattoo shop right next door. Like, let's see how much they'll charge. Like, I've got a couple $100. Like, I can, you know, spend $35 on a piercing. And went in and asked if they had any piercers and they said, no, we only do tattoos. And I was just like, well, okay. Do you know anywhere that does do piercings? And the guy was like, I'm new to town. I have no idea. And I was like, check Melrose. And I was just like, all right, bye.
He could have asked a coworker, or he could have Googled it for you.
I don't know. The whole place smelled like cigarettes. Like, honestly, I'm not really, like, regretting that too badly. Yeah. I mean, you know, they've got great Yelp reviews, and that's why I went in, because I was like, well, it's right here, and let's check the Yelp reviews, and great Yelp reviews. I mean, it's got, like, a 4.5 or something like that. And I was like, well, that's really good for a tattoo shop in Hollywood. Like, may as well check it out.
There's another one, like, right up the street, too. They look a little nicer.
Yeah, are
way.
You going to get matching booger rings? That's what this is.
I'll get one on the side. Yeah.
Now, wouldn't having the septum piercing, wouldn't that affect the blockhead?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
No. Not if you get a thin enough ring.
I think it's higher.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I do a blockhead, it just goes straight in.
Like, wouldn't the nail, like, catch the ring?
Well, I don't use a nail.
What do you use?
I use a spoon and I use scissors.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yeah, I did the scissors last time, remember?
Yeah, because I showed my granddad.
Yeah.
What did granddad think of that?
He thought it was cool because he grew up in the carnival.
Yeah, your granddad's an old carny. Yeah.
Well, now you tell me.
Yeah.
But he's never had a corn dog. I'm like, you're 85 years old and you've never had a corn dog, so we have a corn dog date next week because we were supposed to do it this week, but he's sick.
Aw.
So.
Yeah. He's never had a corn dog?
He's never had a corn dog.
My friend's son has never had a corn dog. He won't eat them.
Oh,
why?
He'll eat a hot dog, but not a corn dog. He just like
I crave corn dogs. Corn sometimes. Dogs are great. So I'll just be like sitting there. I'm like, oh, I really want a corn dog.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, try it, and they're like, no.
Oh, I'm good. I've got a iced tea right here.
All righty.
Yeah.
So the first thing you learned was the blockhead.
Yeah.
And then is there a trick that you don't do anymore because it's too dangerous?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only thing that I don't do anymore is I don't jump when I'm on glass because I walk on glass. One of the like super common things that you see people do is they'll like jump on the glass. Well, I'm a little bit heavier than most of those people. Mm. So I found when I'm jumping on the glass, I can't control my foot placement. I can't control where I'm landing and I land hard and glass gets into my feet. And that's the worst. So I met Todd Robbins one time, who is like, it was such an honor getting to meet him. I'm at a Scare LA, and I'm performing there. And I jump, I hit the glass, I feel it go into my foot, and I'm just like, all right, cool. This is happening. All right, cool. This
glass,
is happening.
I got glass on my feet. Cool.
Pretty much. I mean, it still happens occasionally, but I take better care of my glass now.
Yeah.
So I sit down on the side of the stage, you know, the show's over and everything. I'm sitting on the side of the stage, and I'm, like, basically just trying to, like, pop this piece of glass out of my foot. Mm-hmm. Todd Robbins comes walking up to me, and hi, I'm Todd Robbins. And I'm standing there with, like, blood all over my hands, and I'm just like, hi, I had an accident. I don't want to touch you right now. And he's just like, oh, no worries. We've all been there. And I'm just like, yeah, I know. We have. You know, this is, like, my first – I mean, that was, like, my first – gig, I feel like, since getting out of working for Venice Beach.
Right.
And I meet Todd Robbins, and I'm covered in blood.
And you're all bloody.
Yeah, I'm covered in blood.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really, like, do much. So, you know, but I'm super excited I get to perform with him in January.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So I'm going up to Toronto.
Right.
And I'm going to be performing at the Something Strange Sideshow in Toronto, Canada. And this is going to be my first time performing internationally. So after January, I will be the internationally known Dakota the Bearded Lady.
That's
you go. Awesome.
Yeah. And I'm going to be performing with the Sentimentalists. I'm going to be performing with some really amazing people. I'm super excited to do this. And I'm honestly just like really excited to see Canada.
Yeah it's very nice.
I've never been.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Canada's cool.
And Toronto's pretty cool from what I hear.
Everybody's really friendly. It's clean.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's super
cool. Like, I know you're ever in Mexico?
Yeah.
You know how when you're like in Tijuana?
Yeah.
And it's all dirty. And then when you come to the United States, it gets that exponentially cleaner.
I mean, you're in San Diego, so I don't know how much cleaner it is. But,
but you can tell it. You can tell when you're crossing the border.
Yeah.
The air quality changes a bit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You're going to have that same thing when you cross the border from the United States to Canada.
Oh, great.
It's going to be that much cleaner.
Oh, great. That's what I want to hear.
No, it's going to be that much cleaner.
No, I know. Yeah, yes. Then I'm going to have to come back to the United States and be like, I'm like basically in Mexico now.
Yeah.
And this is Southern California, so I mean, it was originally Mexico. So,
yeah,
for all you history nerds out there, I know my history.
So, 2019 is shaping up to be a big year for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Starting out with a bang. I'm starting by going to Toronto, and then I'm coming back, and I'm doing a gig like a couple days later. And
was it the bloody feet? Is that how we got you the gig? Or
I'm sorry.
Was it the bloody feet that got you the gig? Was that
no,
you
no? I honestly haven't spoken to Todd in years, right. So no, it's the Sentimentalists got me the gig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I met Chris, Dr. Mysterion, and we became friends instantly because he had a Pogo the Clown patch on his mm-hmm. vest. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I saw that, I was just like, that's awesome. And then he goes, oh, you like that? Turns around, it says Helter Skelter on his back. And I'm just like, all right, we're friends now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we've just been friends ever since. He texted me and was just like, hey, do you want to come to, or no, he was talking to me that night, like the night that we met, and said, do you want to come to Canada and perform with us? And I was just like, yes. And then, you know, a little while later, I texted him. I'm like, hey, so were you serious about me coming to Canada? And he goes, babe, you're already on the poster.
That's
I'm like,
awesome.
Okay, cool. Yeah, actually, Monday, I'm going to the passport office. I got to get my passport and expedite it, obviously, because I've been super broke lately, but I finally, like, came in.
I was
going to
ask about the passport situation.
Yeah, yeah. I had a passport when I was a teenager because I went to Italy when I was 15. And then England when I was 17. And then I used to go to Mexico all the time because I have a house down there. Mm-hmm.
What? Wait a second. Wait. You have a house in Mexico?
Yeah. In Baja.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So my grandfather, when he found out that he had cancer, he decided that he didn't want to, like, die in the United States. He wanted to die in, like, a house that he owned in Mexico. And so he bought a house in Mexico in this little town like 100 miles south of Ensenada. And it's got renters in it right now. But I think my mom's trying to, like, kick them out right now because I don't know. I think they're growing drugs there, honestly. Like, they have a $1,000 water bill. I'm like, how do you get that? It's just two people living there. Like,
wow, even better.
No. The guy's like ex-cop dude, and it's just like rough. So she's like, I'm like, mom, they're growing drugs, and she's just like, no, he's an ex-cop. And I'm like, he's definitely growing
drugs.
And
he knows what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
All the laws.
Mm-hmm. And he's in Mexico, and he's 100 miles south of Ensenada, so he's mm-hmm. like, it's like a 9-hour car drive from here to there. So, like,
I've done it, yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah. It is a rough drive, but it's a nice place, and it's a gorgeous house, and it's, like, right on the beach, and it's super nice, and we get all of our dogs there. Like, literally, my mom just brings home stray dogs from Mexico sometimes.
Oh, that's sweet.
We've gotten two.
And yeah, I'm so glad I finagled you into coming into the show.
You finagled me. Like, I just, like, I literally just commented on your Instagram.
You commented
on my
Instagram.
I love Amazon Eve.
And I was like a light bulb went off. I'm like, Amazon Eve in Dakota? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Because you guys performed last year together.
Uh-huh.
And you guys hit it off right away?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, she's such a sweetheart. We met, like, maybe 2 years ago. I can't remember, like, the first time. And, you know, as soon as we met, we were just, like, talking and, like, taking pictures together and just having a really good time. And then we saw each other again, like, a year later at another show. And we were just, like, instantly just, like, shrieking and, like, hugging each other and, like, just having a good old time. And, you know, so I haven't seen her in, like, a year. And so I was just like, I love Amazon Eve. And I always want to support my friends. Yeah. So, like, I'm just like, yay, Amazon Eve is doing awesome things with another good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't make it tonight. And I'm sad. Yeah, but it's
Have
fine.
You ever met Michael Vile?
I don't think so.
The magician. Oh, I think you would know if you had. And you probably have crossed paths. I'm trying to think.
Maybe.
But He should be crossing the street and in here shortly.
Okay.
Doing some tricks. But you know the tricks. You know all the tricks.
I know some of them.
You can't watch with magic anymore. You can't watch Sideshow anymore.
Sideshow, not so much. Magic, I can still watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because at, like, Beetlehouse, people will say to their friends, they're like, oh, she's going to do a magic trick for us. And I go, no, you know the difference between what I do and magic is what I do is real.
Yes.
He's pretty good because last time he was in studio, he was sitting right next to me. And I'm just trying to watch him from this angle and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's good. You'll see. But what was the last time a sideshow stunt actually perplexed you or actually surprised you?
A sideshow stunt?
That somebody did that actually surprised you. That you couldn't figure out how they did it or you were that impressed at how they did it? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I guess, like, the biggest thing is just watching people swallow multiple swords.
Mm-hmm. Multiple? How many?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you guys heard there's a sword swallower who got injured recently swallowing 13.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's an unlucky number. You should have gone for 14.
Yeah, there was he was injured recently, and you know, this like just after I convinced another performer to teach me how to swallow a sword. Mm-hmm. So starting in December, I'm going to learn how to be a sword swallower, hopefully.
Oh, here he is. Come on in.
Hey.
This is Michael Vile. Better late than never.
You're caught.
I know. All by design.
Well, thanks for coming, Michael. I appreciate it.
Yeah, the wonders of Uber. Exactly. That's why I take Lyft.
Birthday party. Yeah, no, that's it. Uber is not magic.
No.
Have you ever met Dakota, the bearded lady?
No. Hi. I'm Michael.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
We're talking sideshow tricks, all sorts of things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was Michael. If you, Michael is a Iraq War veteran turned magician.
Oh yeah, I was over there.
And he was last time he was on the show, we had him on with Diane Franklin from Better Off Dead and The Last American Virgin.
Nice.
Who apparently you had a big crush on when you were a kid.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, and a re-crush when I got to meet her again.
So
I mean, but can and you then
he surprised me and came to my birthday roast, which Hannah, I know where you were injured, you couldn't make it. But,
yeah, I couldn't drive.
And he
amazing. I had a great time.
He impressed everybody. Yeah. And so he's and I first time we had him on the show, he was on the first show we ever had, the first podcast we ever had.
Oh, right. Oh wow!
It's him and Bree Walker and a transsexual comedian.
Okay.
And then
she was. I was not aware of that.
You say that every time.
I know.
It was a woman who dressed like a man, but when she was on the show, she was a woman, so she wasn't transsexual on the show. And then we didn't have him on for 5 years, and he was on the 5-year anniversary.
Nice.
And then 6 months later, here you are, back.
Yay!
Here we are back.
Well, I was wondering if you guys had ever crossed paths, but you hadn't, even though you worked at the Venice Freak Show at some point, right?
No, I never actually worked directly with them. I wandered by them all the time. The only actual contact, Todd called me up and said, well, this was during their show, when they had their TV show, the reality show.
Yeah.
And so it was like the season, or the finale for their first season, and he called me up and said, hey, would you like to come out and be in the parade? So he was just trying to gather as many
people. Right, because you were on the show. That's right.
Yeah, just for that season finale, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
just kind of doing the goofy stuff that I do. I wasn't really...
Right.
They took some cool shots and pictures, and it was kind of a thrill to be part of that.
Right. And Dakota was part of that for some time. And
I worked for them for about 10 months. I popped a balloon with my nails.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Right.
Yeah. I worked for them for about 10 months.
Oh, with Todd? Asia and all them?
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Then must have seen you or said hello.
No, I wasn't on the television show.
Oh, okay.
No.
You guys, I think, might have missed each other by a couple of years.
Yeah. I worked
You were on the show like 5 years ago and you were working for them when?
3 years ago.
Yeah, you guys might have missed it a couple of years.
Before they left, before they're no longer.
Yeah.
And then who took over all of Venice Beach?
Snapchat,
or yeah, whatever.
Is that true? I haven't been to Venice Beach in a while.
Yeah, they're trying to make it Silicon Beach.
Oh, is that the goal?
Yeah, what? That's the goal. That a bunch of developers have bought out like all of the boardwalk,
everywhere.
Basically.
Oh, yeah, that's
They bought out like most of the boardwalk.
Google
there was like a whole thing that they might like shut down Muscle Beach, and everybody in Venice lost their mind at that.
Yeah.
Todd had an opportunity to save his show, but he didn't want to play ball. It's just kind of how, it went. It's just how it happened. Yeah. And, you know, it's unfortunate. Silicon Beach.
Oh, so all the people. Oh, so it's not like, so I thought it was like Snapchat little booths everywhere, but it's just
they have all the offices.
The offices of
Snapchat. They are having all the offices. But I mean, if you go to Venice Beach now and you walk down the boardwalk, the place that the freak show is at is vacant and for rent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually available.
Yeah, it's totally available for rent, but they have all the offices upstairs.
Okay. I used to hang out in the Gingerbread Courtyard.
Okay.
Which was
That's like a little bit down.
House.
Yeah.
Yes. It was his dwelling.
It's like a little bit closer to the pier.
Yeah, I always found it to be the safest bet. And Sean's cafe had great fries and coffee, and they treated me really well there.
That's awesome. Yeah, once they get to know you on the boardwalk, like the people that own the businesses are amazing.
They do kind of, they embrace you.
Yeah,
you know, as long as you can prove you're not a a whack job or something like that.
I mean, so. Even when I still go down there, like half of the homeless people still remember me, you know, and like.
No, is the black guy with the guitar and roller skates still rolling around?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
As long as he's still there.
Harry Perry, yeah.
Yeah, as long as he's still there.
Yeah.
Then it's still Venice Beach.
And the bronze, like, statue guy.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
I heard that Harry Perry, he put a couple of kids through college doing that. And he's still doing it.
Good for him. Good for him.
He wrote a book. He's always pitching it. Buy my T-shirt now.
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's some really cool people that, like, are just staples of, like, Venice Beach. Yep. Like, the snake guy.
Yeah.
The guy that wanders around with a huge boa constrictor and like lets people take pictures with his snake. Like, he's pretty cool. I actually just ran into him at a pub in Santa Monica last week.
Kidding.
I want to say last week. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Muscle Beach. And
yeah. The skate park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when they opened that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how Todd got a lot of his employees, is just from like them being at the skate park or just riding down the boardwalk or something.
Some of the performers that were out there, too.
Yeah, that's too. Exactly.
Dr. Morg.
Yeah.
What he went by, and then it.
So were
that's
you
right.
On,
he
on,
was
on
originally
the beach?
Dr.
I was doing
Morg.
Magic on the Beach. For the summer of 2010, I did do that as an life experience, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. And I think I had a modicum of success with it. It was just not my thing. I did not really necessarily consider myself a street performer.
Busker.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't very aggressive with, give me
you're
give
not
me
you're not a barker or anything like that?
No, not really.
Barker's
what
actually
would,
in,
well, I mean,
in our
this is what would happen though, Mark. You know, you would have some guy that got it in his head that I'm going to go be a magician on Venice Beach and I'm going to set up a table and shuffle cards for hours and hours and hours and hours. And some of these kids really expect people to walk up and say, show me a trick. That's not how it works, though. So it only started working for me when I packed that up, put it back in my truck, and just started doing strolling. Right. So I would just, walk around with the bubble thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then start doing that. And then I would get kids saying, ooh, is that a fushigi?
Right.
That would make it vanish. Mm-hmm. Why am I talking? I should just show you.
But you were saying about the barkers.
We don't, in Sideshow, we don't say barker.
I'm sorry.
It's a talker.
Yeah,
a talker. I'm sorry.
Pitch guy?
I'm sorry I said the Sideshow N-word, but
not quite, but just letting
just,
you know.
It's just
like,
going old school.
We,
I'm sorry.
You know, showmen don't say barker.
Yes, a talker.
Yeah, a talker.
Anyway, so Michael's reaching into his bag.
Yeah.
We do have a radio audience, so I'm just trying to describe everything.
All right.
Of course. And a lot, I heard a lot of interesting descriptions the other night because people didn't anticipate you coming. And it was a roast and a lot of pirate jokes.
Yeah, right? I have no idea why.
Yeah.
You look like a pirate. It's
a little piratey.
All right, then I'll get rid of this. So we'll undo that.
I've
got to go more metal.
Okay, yes. Hannah just went to the Venom show and got injured, so you can't get more metal than that.
Yeah. Venom, you mean the band?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they were playing with Danzig. I passed out before Danzig went on, so it's just like with the Venom show for me.
You didn't tell me Danzig was the headliner.
He was the headliner.
And you missed him?
Well, yeah. Everybody
she
was handing
out.
Me drinks. I hooked up my friends with tickets because I got hooked up with tickets.
Right.
And I had like big cups full of Jack Daniels being handed to me, and then I remember them waking me up during
and this is after
her
the
Black
Absinthe
Wings. Yeah. I got a shotgun, a beer in the parking lot with a hippie chick who now we're friends.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, and it all went downhill from there.
Yeah.
And as Michael gets set up, I'm going to confess something. I never liked Danzig. Sorry.
Mama.
His voice is too.
I mean, we already talked about this. You don't have to apologize. It's
too Elvis-y.
It's
a little too Elvis-y for me.
But he had his moment when he was super cute, though.
Well, I'm sure he was cute. I mean, he had rippling muscles. I'm not saying I didn't jerk off to him. I'm just saying.
When he would actually smile, he was so cute.
I did see him when I first got to L.A. I saw him at a fetish party. And he's about 5'2", and he was with, like, 2 6'2" girls.
Yeah, I'm taller than him.
Yeah,
I saw him at the Rainbow once. That was all. Yes.
It's like a square. Yeah, it's very, yeah. So I'm not saying I didn't jerk off to him. He was a great, good-looking guy back in the day. But I never got into the one album that I like is the one album that everybody hates is when he started distorting his voice and he started going industrial. I like that one.
You just like the stuff that everybody doesn't like.
Like Ice T's,
or Vanilla Ice's second album. And
nobody even knows that exists.
You do, and you like it.
No, I'm a contrarian, and I don't mean to. Did you not bring anything?
No, I just need to borrow this.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. You just pulled something from my ear.
It's a
yes, I did.
It's
yes.
a straw.
It's a straw. It's putting it into the bubbles. He went to Dollar Tree.
Yeah. You made it out, in and out.
Yes. Yeah.
With stuff.
Huh? Look at that.
By the way, he's blowing a bubble.
When it comes down to it, that's really the best trick I do.
Yeah.
Watch, it'll disappear.
I think Dakota knows this trick.
No.
No? Okay, he's blowing bubbles.
Well, let's just start with that one to start with. So.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
The bubble just turned into a ball.
Yeah.
It's a bubble.
Yeah. What happened to
and
camera?
Then I just remembered
still recording?
I can't do anything. Oh, no light?
Hold on. Let's see if we can get the camera back on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
it's magic.
Let me get around.
Magic.
Just do your magic. Yeah. Hold on.
Oh,
the ball is under the table.
Where'd he go?
He's got it.
Where?
Oh, it's under you, Hannah.
Under me?
Oh, yeah, it's under you. It's like directly under you.
How fun.
Oh, it's heavy.
Okay, so, in fact, let me do this. Let me put...
We're having some camera.
I'm putting the camera on you.
Putting the camera on him.
Still, Nope.
Nope.
Hannah, Dakota, trying to narrate if you can.
blowing bubbles, trying to get
him solid.
Nice. So, yeah, now the bubble's
is
solid.
I walked around Venice Beach doing this for hours. And then, like I said, the kids would say, ooh, look, a fishigi. And then that's when I would take it and then do a trick with it like that. That always feels so weird. But no, I would make it disappear, and then the show would start. And that's when I would do the coin trick or the rope trick, and then I figured out how to say, oh, put some money in my hair for that if you liked it. And it was, I did okay. Not a living, but okay. I survived like that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, is it a light issue or a battery issue? Or?
Go ahead. We're going to do magic on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then pick a number between 1 and 10.
I got it.
Oh, cool. Double it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've doubled it. You picked a random number between 1 and 10, and you doubled it. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see how far we can go with this then. So, how about now that you've... Divide by... No, let's do an addition. You know, add 10 to that number. Now divide that number by 2. Okay. That easy? Now subtract. We haven't subtracted yet. So subtract the original number that you thought of.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Okay. Now,
this is a good one for radio, by the way.
Yeah.
That's when I usually do for radio. It's really weak. So, anyway, so you have a number in your mind. So, I want you to apply a letter to it. So, if it's like 2, that would be the letter B. C would be 3. D would be 4. What's after D? E would be 5. F would be 6. You know, whatever it might be.
Right.
So, do me a favor. Just think of the letter that's applied to the number that you have arrived at.
Right.
With me there? So, think of an animal that begins with that letter.
Right.
Now think of that animal, the shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it something you would see in the sky, or is it something that would be on the ground for sure?
Be something that would be
on the ground. So it's very large. Now think of the color, and the color I'm getting from you is gray. Is that right? Gray? Would that be accurate? Gray? No? It wouldn't be a gray elephant then, would it?
No.
Nope. I suck. So anyway,
no. It would actually be a majestic elk.
Elk. That is so random.
That's awesome.
Because I knew elephant would be too obvious.
Elephant's usually the one.
So you got yes.
That's a good one.
So he got it right.
That one I do know.
Not theoretically.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, that's what this is anyway. That's a mind reading.
Wait. So before you do that, do you have any mentalist games you can play with Hannah?
Oh, hell no. No.
You just know the number one and that's it?
I've seen that one done before. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's blowing a bubble again.
Because they're just fun. And I actually didn't bring anything super duper crazy exciting.
Right.
But since we are doing stuff with balloons.
It landed right in his
rock star. More balloons for your birthday.
Yeah.
You got any birthday tricks?
Birthday tricks?
Oh, well, I mean, I had the cheesy kid one that I do.
Yeah, so you're doing a lot of kids' parties now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
you know what's
it's
so
his
funny?
Party, so.
And I told you this the other night. It was hilarious to me. And it's like I sit there and I do my best to display sleight of hand skill, because that's what I'm in love with. That's just me as a magician. Right. I mean, I'm in love with that. I like to watch the skillful tricks and the things that obviously have taken a long time. But when it came right down to it,
yeah,
people were losing their minds over like the oh yeah, you know what? We're gonna do this because you haven't seen this before. Have you seen this before?
We'll see.
It's a sponge ball.
It looks like a clown nose.
I have a clown nose.
Also known as a clown nose.
I have a clown nose in my car.
That doesn't surprise me.
It shouldn't. It's me.
But I'm not a big fan.
Whatever you do in your private life is your business.
Clowns.
But I'm
honestly
I'm not a big fan of the sponge ball tricks because there's so many magicians that do them. I do like this one. It's called the sawing in half illusion where you take it like that and I go like that and I pretend to saw it in half.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
That was pretty cool.
He took one ball and made two balls out of it.
Now there's two clown noses.
In public, too. But yeah. It's not really...
Yes. I didn't even see the taint. It was amazing.
But, I mean, I only pretended to saw it in half. I didn't really. So we have one here and one here.
Yeah.
That's fair. And then, let's see, maybe you could just point to this one or point to this one. Which one do you want?
That one.
This one? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to hold this one.
Okay.
Like this. Can you hold this one the same way, squeeze it super tight, and your fist is supposed to disappear from your hand and go to my hand when I snap the fingers like I did it wrong. Where'd it go?
I know where it went.
Wait, what do you have in your hand? Let me see. Oh, you have it.
Did you see that?
That would have been cooler on camera. Anyway.
Wait, I think Hannah, you wanna film
Hannah
that
got
again,
it on camera.
Oh, did you?
I think I got that one, yeah.
Okay,
my
cool.
Camera's been a little wacky today
you know
as well.
You know the sponge ball trick.
No.
Oh, really? Well, anyway, it's for kids mainly. I don't really do it for, I don't do it a lot for adults or anything like that. Okay, I have just a little bit of a touch of a cold or something, but okay, I could have swore that I didn't. Okay, did you bring alcohol today? Or
that was last week. Didn't go over too well.
The alcohol? Oh.
Oh, because I brought absinthe last week. Remember when I brought absinthe the first show, Michael? Yeah. It didn't quite work out.
Was that another studio or something?
They just won't go away.
No.
You know, you might want to wash your hands. I'm not sure if this is a trick or a social disease. I have no idea. It's actually nuts.
You can't get rid of those balls.
Am I going too fast? I mean, seriously, here, I think I flashed. I don't know. I don't care. But it's gone. It should be... I might have to reread the instructions on this. I don't know. There's a way to end this, or maybe I should keep my hand open. If my hand is open, then I shouldn't be able to pull
myself. Yeah, then there's no more balls, right?
Right, I know. And then that's, yeah, that's just ridiculous now.
Wait a second. I see you putting the balls in the bag.
Yeah, I know. I'm stuffing them right in. Can't believe I can do this with headphones on, even though the wire's driving me nuts. That's okay.
You can take the headphones off. You can get rid of the headphones. You can't get rid of the balls.
No, it's just reminding me of
here.
That scene in Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, Dakota, you know how he's doing this?
Yes.
Well, it's not working now. So.
But he's doing it skillfully.
Yes.
See, it's right there. Gone.
Okay, where'd it go?
Okay. It went in the bag, obviously.
I don't know.
Okay, I might have to get that looked at. So.
Aristotle, how are we doing on time?
Yeah, that's the sponge ball. Other than that, though, I mean...
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, he's got the magic wand. He put the magic wand on the table. He's doing like a Joker thing where it sticks up.
I don't think
you
want to
see
gonna...
the magic pencil trick?
Yes.
Yeah. That was kind of... Yeah, that was... I never thought... I've actually never applied that idea to this. You're right, though.
Well, there's always a first. It's my birthday. You can just...
That's a wonderful idea, though. Yes. Like, you want to see the pencil trick?
Yeah. Look at that. See, it's standing straight up.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that happen?
It's called freaking gravity. Grow up. Come on. It was right there. I just balanced it.
Yeah.
All right, taking these off.
Take the headphones off.
I need my safety goggles.
Okay, I've got safety goggles, which are on the steampunk hat.
And steampunk safety goggles. Hat.
Yes.
I have the sunglasses.
Anyway, I was going to do this. I meant to do this the other day, but I didn't go that far with it. Right. So,
meanwhile, you're supposed to do 5 minutes. The other day, you did like 15.
Did I really?
Yeah, you did a long time.
Well, I mean, I was just kind of like.
It's okay. Now, where did it go?
No, I know, right? It's gone. That should be clean. That should look awesome.
Aristotle, did you see where it went? Yeah, he did. He's right behind him.
One, two, and three, and there we go. This is good. It's like the spring ball thing. One, two, and three. Before your eyes.
Anyway. Oh, whoa.
I don't think that was planned.
It was.
Yeah.
I missed. Oh, here we go.
I flinched.
Anyway, now,
well, geez, you had that whole experience in the venom pit. I flinched too.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, you got kicked in the face. Like, that's rough. Right?
And that's not even that's a Danzig venom pit.
Yeah,
yeah.
But no, how many magicians have you had on your show, Mark?
I've had a couple. Two? I've had you. I've had
Dangerous
Micah.
Micah.
Yeah, Dangerous D is not a magician now.
Dangerous D isn't a musician.
Yeah, he was also at Dark Harbor. I just spent the last month over there at Dark Harbor. That was a blast.
Yeah.
I saw Micah there.
I had
did Micah perform at Dark Harbor?
Yes.
That's cool.
I had Eden, the Mortician magician, was on.
Wow,
Eden Draven.
Oh wait, Eden Draven.
Yes.
Not Bill Draven or William Draven.
William Draven.
Eden Draven was on the show, the Mortician magician.
Wow.
Okay. Because I know she's on my Facebook.
I'm trying to think who else I've had on the show.
Who is this person? Are she related?
Oh, I've had Wacko too.
Oh, Wacko whatever.
Yeah, we gotta get Wacko and Mary on the show.
Oh yeah.
Wacko looks like he's fun.
Yeah.
Well, Wacko's a lot of fun, and
he does like
my
a lot
Instagram
of like,
vegan friend.
Yeah. Library mostly.
Mary is the coolest, the funniest, and Hannah gets to talk vegan maybe in December.
And speaking of which, her Halloween costume was awesome. She was the Terrifier, but the female version.
Nice.
That was a great movie.
She's
that's
super cool. I got such a crush on her, but she knows that. She knows that.
Yeah, she's anyway. A cutie.
Anyway, yeah, so you're playing with your cigarettes.
Hmm? Oh, I just think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I could do that trick.
What's that? You smoke?
Whoa.
Not that one.
He stuck it up his nose, took it out of his mouth.
Well, that's
magic or as we call
it. No, that's the way they do it in Jamaica.
Or as we call it in Sideshow, the human mental floss.
Is that what that is?
I thought that was this way.
I could be right. You could.
Hannah's
be right.
Amazed. How are you?
Well,
doing
there's
that?
Also. I mean, there's also.
He's just quick.
You know, like San Francisco style.
Yeah.
That's gross. I know, right?
Like we're all laughing at the un-PC gay joke with the magician
it?
Did.
Oh.
Yeah. Which was sticking the cigarette up your ass and then putting it in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, PC, really. Yeah. You know,
well, I think
the camera goes off.
No, the camera's been off. The camera's been off. Camera's been off.
No, I know. I'm saying like he does that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean,
oh, it's you're right. It is a visual.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's why I explained it. He stuck the cigarette up his ass, took it out of his mouth. The joke is there are gay people in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's subtle, isn't it?
It's very subtle.
Yeah.
But this is the one that really was thrilling everybody the other day.
Okay, yeah. I told Dakota about this one. Okay, he's got a balloon.
Well, yeah, it's hard for a dirty smoker like me to blow up these animal balloons.
It's an animal balloon, yeah, and they are extremely difficult to blow up.
They hurt your
especially
cheeks.
If you're a dirty smoker like me.
And me.
Yeah.
Me?
Blow.
Animal balloon?
Blow.
I don't think I'm very good. I'm not even a smoker. Ow! See my cheeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
It takes skill to blow those up.
It does?
Yeah. You and Laffy Pants are the only people I've ever known that can blow them up themselves.
Who's Laffy Pants?
Laffy Pants is a clown.
Oh, man, we got to have Laffy Pants. You know what we haven't had in the new show that we used to have all the time on the old show? It's clowns.
I know. We used to have 30 clowns.
Let me know because we used to have Clown Monroe. We used to have.
Oh, I miss her.
Ghoul Hectic. We used to have. Everybody was on the show. We had the Yeasty Boys.
She was a mess, but she was a sweetheart.
Hmm?
She was a mess, but she was a sweetheart.
Yes.
Clownolin.
Last time I saw her was actually in Santa Monica. Was at the backside of the Magic in the theater in the alleyway, and she was like, I think she was just wrapping up her day,
right?
And she was a little bit tipsy, but that was the last time I saw her. So
you're not scared of clowns, are you?
I'll show you how to blow this up. There is a trick to it. Well, first, though, I mean, I have a left hand, I have a right hand. Just name any hand. Pick a hand.
Right.
Nope, wrong hand. Good try. You lose. These are hard to blow. You stretch it out really hard like that, and you blow really hard, and then just, and you get it started. And once you get it started,
he blew the side, and then,
Yeah,
you blew the side of it. I can go backwards, too.
I give up. My cheeks hurt.
Now he's curling it around his finger, swirling around.
Look at that.
Hmm. Yeah.
Can you make Mark a puppy?
Oh, he made me a balloon the other day. And
this is what I call a side effect of Viagra. So anyway, not from personal. That's the joke I forgot the other day.
You forgot the Viagra joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Trust me, it's for the best.
It's been a long time since I messed with balloons.
Yeah, it's been a long
in a
time since
setting with drunk adults everywhere too, and I messed that up.
Well, so. Been a long time since erection or oh.
Could have used your claws there. Save that for later.
Oh. Well, we don't have unlimited time. I just want to let you know that.
Oh, but I'm having so much.
I'm having so much fun too. I know you got cards.
Yeah.
I know you got balloons. No, trust me, when you get him on a roll, he just doesn't stop. Okay, so that's just a regular balloon.
Yeah.
See, that looks more like a Viagra balloon.
You got it, Hannah.
Well, that's...
You got it.
Yeah, Hannah's getting it.
I'm not explaining that to you. There we go. Going for this.
I got a little bit of air in it.
Yeah, okay. You did.
And I was going for this.
Now, yours looks like a sperm, and his looks like a big dick.
It's like a giant sperm.
Yes.
I haven't done it, yeah. I mean, these are actually really old balloons, too.
Oh, look at that. So there's a balloon in the balloon. Wow, look at that. Sticking his finger in there. He's tight.
He's trying to get his finger out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go down. The commentary is hilarious right now.
Yeah, well, that's all we have because there's no video.
I know.
So that's okay.
Describe what's going on in your mind.
You know what? I'll bet we listen to this and it's going to be great.
Yeah, really.
Trust me. Sometimes you never know with these shows. Sometimes the audio is better than the video.
Yeah.
True.
But... that would have been hard to see on camera anyway, the balloon in the balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Say that again?
The balloon in the balloon.
It's a balloon within a balloon.
Yes, there's a little
balloon.
What?
No, I got it. It's okay. Just trying to get it back in like that a little bit.
Did you see how he did that?
No, I missed it.
The balloon fell out.
Oh, I saw that.
The balloon in the balloon fell out. Then he put the balloon in the balloon in, but he didn't untie the balloon.
I saw that.
It's an impossibility.
Yes. You make the impossible possible.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay, so you just took it out.
Yeah.
Put it back in.
Wait.
Anyway. Dwell upon that for a while, mere mortals.
That's your birthday balloon, Mark.
It's my birthday balloon.
Big old banana
and my
balloon.
Birthday balloon. That's so weird.
Balloonception.
Yeah.
So you
it looks like it's
So you must know Brett or Loudermilk.
I bet you two know everybody.
So actually I have never met Loudermilk and he after 4 years just accepted my friend request on Facebook like 2 days ago.
He does look like he's a busy dude. So.
Yeah.
I know Brett.
And I honestly
for a while there he was like the world's youngest sword swallower.
Yeah, I know the guy.
He did that.
He actually performed with my mentor for a while at World of Wonders, and that's where he learned how to swallow a sword.
You mean Johnny?
No, my mentor is Sunshine English.
I thought you would say Johnny Fox.
No.
Because Brett said he learned from Johnny Fox.
No.
Anyway.
And not to make it awkward.
You know, let's stop fighting about Brett.
I don't know. It's not a fire. I was just saying.
Hannah's still trying to blow up her balloon.
Yeah.
You got your balloon.
If you were to actually blow that up, you'd probably feel that in the morning.
Yeah.
Well Michael, I hate to do this to you, but we got 5 minutes, right?
Ooh.
Aristotle could stay here all night, but we got 5 minutes. Because I'm going to have to cut this show down to an hour for Renegade Radio. So.
Yeah.
Right. We can do that later. That's cool.
Trust me, I can stay here all day, night, and have you guys.
Hey, I'm sorry it was so late. You know, it's
no,
like
it's okay.
It was like the Uber issue thing. But happy birthday, man.
No, yeah, thank you.
So are you
happy
really,
birthday. You got a card trick you can do?
Oh, well, I brought a deck of cards. And I really only do card tricks on request.
Well, I'm requesting it. Let's do a grand finale.
Yeah.
Card trick.
Oh, yes. I'll actually do a card trick then.
Okay.
That would be different for me.
Yeah.
So, just, Hannah, just name any ace.
Any ace? Okay.
Well, like Ace of Clubs, Ace of Spades.
Four aces. Got it. In a deck.
Okay.
Just name one out loud.
Ace of Spades.
I get it. Oh, you were right.
By the way, how did I know you were going to say Ace of Spades?
Yeah, I got Motorhead on my jacket.
Just sitting here going, okay, if Hannah doesn't say Ace of Spades,
well,
I'm walking.
Ace. Right there. So there's one ace right there.
Right.
There's the other ace right there. Usually you name them out loud.
You just, yeah, you just flipped it out of the deck.
That one's name
point,
is Nate.
The overall point to it is that, that card tricks.
That's the ace of clubs.
In general, are like rather predictable.
Right.
Right down to it.
Now you're shuffling the cards.
That's kind of my own personal peeve about it. Right. Everybody knows what's going to happen. I pick a card, you find, or you pick a card, I, however the hell it works. But the thing is, I like to be unpredictable.
Yes.
And that's the four ace. It's called my four ace routine. Done with
that's
exactly
not, that's not an
the
ace.
Four oh.
That's the six or something.
Fix it, though. It's easy.
Oh, geez. Not the spit on the ace. Look at that.
But yeah, so it's
that was the six of
that makes it a
clubs.
Four ace routine. You see what I mean?
Right.
So we can forget about that one. We can forget about that one. We can forget about that one right there. And they all disappear. You can say that out loud. It's okay. See, it's gone.
They all disappeared.
All yes. Right.
Aristotle, you're behind
completely
him. Did you see where
but
one?
It totally leaves me in a very awkward position here.
Yeah, you did.
See.
Yeah. I don't see any of the... Oh, jeez.
Yeah, right,
any of the aces. Okay, so there's four aces in your hand.
Well, I can actually palm it better with this hand right
yeah.
here, where
okay.
you flip your hand over and
now
over
they're not
and
there.
Over and over
no,
and
they're
over.
In your, they're in your other hand.
And over and over. And but they do that. You lose all the
yeah.
effect for what it's worth.
So right.
They're right here, by the way. I can tell.
Aw, right. Oh, dude.
Anyway, that's kind of a really point. So,
you know how he's doing it, but he's doing it skillfully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do me a favor and grab a card. Don't worry. I've seen this trick before. You know, whatever. So they all start the same.
Right.
All in
I see it.
More or less. Go ahead and put it back anywhere you want. Mm-hmm. Oh, she didn't get a good look at that, though. So... That one right there?
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Ooh.
Got it?
Okay. Remember that card.
Okay.
Because the point is, I'm actually, you can shuffle a deck of cards, correct?
Yeah. I don't know with these nails, but I can try.
I guess you have a shot. Just shuffle right. it up. Standard if you want, however you want. But whatever you do, don't actually mix it. That's just me being confusing, so, yeah.
Yeah, harder with the nails.
I'd imagine. It would have been really tough with the nail, that fucked up nail that you had before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just got a set of these, too. The press-ons is what I had.
Oh, yeah.
Are yours real?
Yeah, they're real.
Legit.
Well, I mean, they're acrylics, but...
No, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I had them done in a place. No.
Okay.
Man.
That's a king anyway, so... Spin it, and it changes to a two of spades. It
no.
looked good, though, right?
Yeah.
So who cares?
Yeah,
point.
Exactly.
I mean, geez, there is a card right there, nine of spades. You just wave the hand, it changes visibly. That was crazy.
Yeah.
So at this point, who cares what your card was?
Yeah.
I will find it the hard way, though, if I have to. But
yeah,
I'm kind of curious about it now. So, I mean, I tried it that way. That wasn't it, right? Yeah.
No.
As you can see, there's some signatures on here, too,
yeah.
where they're, it's called a signed card effect, where you pick your card and... It's not it either.
No.
But it looked cool.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's make this wrapping up here.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
That's the biggest trick
familiar.
Of all.
I mean, they
that was the
familiar,
old take the cards
but...
out of your mouth thing.
I mean, all cards look familiar, but you
yeah,
know, that's just because I played with
cards. The hard
all
way.
Right.
That
okay.
means from behind my back.
That would be San Francisco style. No, go ahead.
We're
go
keeping
ahead.
That
but
joke
no,
going, are we?
Black ink is heavier than red ink, and red ink is lighter than black ink. Your card was a heavy card, therefore it was a red card. It was a four of, I don't know. I'm trying to feel for it. Is it a four?
No.
Okay. You know, can I just look?
Yeah.
Can we just?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh? A nine of clubs was an odd number. How bizarre. But, I mean, I just put it behind my back and...
Yeah.
He just ripped up the card.
Yeah.
So let's actually do it right here. You take that corner
okay.
of it right there.
All
right. Hold it up to the camera so we can see it for later, too.
Yeah, the iPhone.
Yeah.
Magic wand. Hold on, pieces. Don't drop the pieces. Magic wand. Ah, here's the magic wand.
Okay, he's got the lighter. He just... I don't know what happened
the
to the card.
Yes, I have the corner.
I have no pieces now.
Okay.
So where do we go from here?
Did they burn her? Did they burn away? What happened? What was the lighter for? Misdirection?
Well, there's a
magic. It was for magic.
There's a deck of cards right here in the middle of the table.
I see that.
All of these between underneath all of these wires.
Right.
And I'm actually kind of nervous to do this, but let's just see if it actually kind of pans out a little bit.
There okay.
should be. Oh, I did it wrong.
Wait a second.
Do it this way. Actually, there will be. Yep, there's one face-up card in the deck right there. It's a nine, but tell me if that actually matches the corner.
Oh, look at that.
And freak out.
Oh, it does match the corner.
It does match
look
the corner.
At that.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank
you.
That's
really
that's Michael, a real card trick.
I never asked you this, but who was,
that I do.
Who was the one that named you Vile?
That's actually a war story.
Okay. We'll get to that the next time you're here.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, that was a... Yeah, that was a war story there. Okay. It came out of Iraq, though.
So, Michael Vile, where are you performing next? How can people get a hold of you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Magicopolis over there in Santa Monica. I'll be there
still
this
there?
Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, believe it or not, it was actually still
no, you've been there for years.
Meandering about there, yeah. Yes.
I just walked by that place for the first time.
It you never
really cool.
been in? Yeah.
No, no. I just, I had
it's
never
open
even heard
every
of
day
it.
Of the week. It's literally open.
Yeah.
I did see you in Santa Monica then. You were dressed differently. That's
it's
what
all coming together.
I always dress.
What tipped you off, the beard?
Probably that.
Yes. Anyway, Vile_Michael on Instagram, I believe.
Oh, no, it's Vile Michael. Just simply Vile Michael
Vile
on
Michael.
Instagram. But yeah, you can totally see a lot of what I do and what I've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
And then I guess all of us have been pretty much obsessing on the current situation with the election.
That's we're out of time.
And, trust me,
we're out of time. And Dakota, where can people get a hold of you? Where can people see you?
Dakota's Beard, all the way across on all of the social media platforms. Just Dakota's Beard.
And you'll be in Toronto in
January. I'll be in Toronto in January.
So go to Doomies and then go check out your show.
Yes, mm-hmm. And then I'll be at Beetle House this coming up Saturday from 5:30 till 11:30.
Maybe should come on.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at HailHannahBox666. That's B-A-K-K. Or you can follow me on Snapchat, HailTheLavenderQueen666. Right.
And yes, I don't know.
Awesome
there's a vegan
thought.
Cookie for you.
Thank you.
A vegan cookie for you.
Oh, thank you.
And everybody, Goth Comedian on all social media, have a wonderfully creepy
Happy
week.
Birthday.
Bye.
Bye.